let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Great to have you with us on the program today. Back with us, our guest in the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, for a woman with three of America's most ordinary names. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, well, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is also the founder president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. She travels internationally as well as a frequent radio, TV show guest, and motivational speaker. The author of over 25 books, including Recipes for Health Bliss, Detoxify and Rejuvenate, The Curative Kitchen, The Joy Factor, and Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover. Her books, website, and digital seminars, the series entitled Renew Your Life, available only through her website and has a worldwide audience for that website. The website is like a holistic health app for anything related to superfoods, optimal nutrition, weight loss, anti-aging, rejuvenation, natural remedies, and balanced living. And the website is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. And she's with us on the program today. Susan, welcome back on the show. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, it's wonderful to be back with you.
I can think of nobody I'd
rather... And I hope you're going to be kind to me today.
Well, and that's the topic. Let kindness be your default position and guiding light, the lack of civility in society. Before we get started, I would like to say there's nobody I'd rather spend the month with to celebrate National Salad Month than Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Thank you for joining this
on
a Salad Month. And this is interesting. I'm reading this. You can read all of this in the newsletter for May, June, and we'll talk about that, available at the website SusanSmithJones.com. Salads, for so many of us, we grew up eating salads because mom would put them in front of us at the table in like these little things of iceberg lettuce, and I think there were tomatoes on top of it. We've come a long way, haven't we? Salads, really, you could live on salads.
No, you could, and I pretty much do live on salads. I think it needs to be the main focus of a meal, and you can add different proteins on top of a salad like tuna or salmon or beans, tofu, nuts and seeds, and put in a variety of colorful vegetables, and you can make it a whole meal. You know, salads are the healthiest foods, literally, that you can eat if you don't mess it up with lots of creamy-type dressings. You can ruin a good, healthy salad if you have very high-fat dressing.
You know, you see that often as you're out eating and you're looking at somebody getting a salad, and you're thinking, okay, that's fine, they've made a wise choice. And then they've, like, a gallon and a half of Thousand Island dressing they pour on top of that. And it's like, okay, that didn't just negate it. This guy probably took 5 years off his life by just having that salad for dinner.
Right.
By the way, the book I mentioned, Recipes for Health Bliss, a lot of great recipes in there regarding salads. And as Susan said, it's not just like a slab of lettuce and maybe a little dressing and a tomato. There are a lot of great things you can do with salads. And you'll find that information at Recipes for Health Bliss. Also, a lot of great information at SusanSmithJones.com. But May is National Salad Month. We needed to get that out of the way. Now we're talking about the topic of kindness and lack of civility. And we see it all across the country. We can't have really discussions with people anymore. If they're not in total agreement with us and us with them, we end up yelling and screaming and walking away. What happened to civility in society?
I know. Isn't that the truth? Let me begin by giving you this great quote by Mahatma Gandhi. He said, "The pure loving kindness of one gentle soul could nullify the hatred of millions. It's time for all of us to be more tender-hearted and to show kindness to everyone." And one of my favorite authors of the past, I don't think I've ever told you this, Jane Austen, she said, "There is no charm equal to tenderness of heart." And you're right. You turn on the TV these days and whatever's going on in this country and around the world, people are not treating other people with kindness, with the golden rule. And it seems like this, and people are always busy running around, you know, with barely any time to call their own, and they have mounting stress and other health issues. And Mike, and just a month ago, I gave a beautiful workshop on kindness, and you never know when you send out the flyer, how many people might sign up. I thought maybe we'd get a low turnout. And I was shocked that within 2 days it was filled. I only can take 100 people. So we had almost twice that, and I'll do another workshop. But in my workshop, you know, we talked about what causes you to be less kind. And people said, well, I burn the candle at both ends. I don't get enough sleep. You know, I'm always doing everything for everyone else. No time to call my own. I feel like I'm in a spin cycle lifestyle. And that's the truth. You know, if you look at yourself, you'll probably say that maybe a few decades ago or many years ago, you felt more compassionate than you do now. And that's because we're living on a fast track, always rushing, eating fast, talking fast, moving fast. What a difference, Rick, from 30 years ago. And did you know that this year you will do more with appointments, people to meet for you, people to interview, places to go, than your grandparents did in their entire lives? So we barely have time to relax and cultivate relationships. And we're even under pressure to keep busy during our leisure hours. We watch television while we read. We conduct business while we listen to the radio. The bottom line is, I see this as a sickness of epidemic proportions, and I call it a busyness or a hurryness sickness. And this type of lifestyle also drains our hearts of compassion, according to many studies of late that I've read. In fact, I've just put a blog on my website today, the very first one that you can read about this. If you understand the speed of light, you can slow it down by enjoying it more and by making a more conscious choice to be more compassionate.
And by the way,
start with yourself.
Well, and you can go to the website and read that, SusanSmithJones.com. Of course, go to thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Susan's website. And it sounds like the fact that you were somewhat skeptical in terms of what kind of response you were going to get in doing the seminar, and suddenly you find you're basically filled up. Is there that sort of latent desire out there to maybe slow things down a little bit and let's put a little civility back and politeness back into life?
Yes, and I think people often forget how can we be kinder with ourselves and with others. And in a moment, I'll give you lots of practical suggestions. But I was just, this came to mind during my seminar, and I told this little story. Because, you see, every day presents us with hundreds of opportunities to practice kindness and compassion. And it was during the holiday time, right before Christmas last year, and I was at an airport up in Portland, Oregon, and I was flying back down to L.A., and with the stormy weather, most of the flights were delayed, some were canceled, and the airport, as you know, like they all are at that time of year, it was crowded with unhappy travelers. And then they announced the final boarding. I happened to be out because I was telling one of the people at the gate, at the counter, how to get rid of her allergies. I always end up talking to people about stuff like this. So I was one of the last people to board, and there were other people all around that area waiting for other flights. And all of a sudden, this harried man comes running up to the counter with his briefcase and his ticket. And the ticket agent said that, unfortunately, and she said this very kindly and politely, I'm sorry, we've had to clear your reservation. Your seat's been given away. Well, Rick, he went totally ballistic. And everyone in that terminal area could hear the din of his frustration because we all heard that he had an important meeting in L.A. and he had to get there. And I couldn't help but feel for him because I've been in similar situations
right.
where I couldn't afford to miss a flight. But, you know, he let everyone know that he, in his tirade, that he wanted to see her supervisor. And then all of a sudden, this sweet, dear, petite woman who really appeared to be in her mid to late 70s walked up to this man and said, "Dear, I'm not in a hurry. I'd be happy to give you my seat." This was like 5 feet in front of me. Well, as you can imagine, this man stopped right in his tracks, and it almost looked like he was about to cry because he was embarrassed. He apologized to her, the ticket agent, everyone around, and thanked the woman for being his angel. So he boarded the flight, happy, relieved, wiser. But what a blessing for this lovely woman, because the man never knew it, But the airline got her another flight just 3 hours later coming down to L.A. and also gave her a free first-class round-trip ticket to any destination served by the company. So she was twice blessed. And like Mother Teresa said once, spread your love everywhere you go. And like my mom and grandmother used to say to me, Susan, walk that path of love and kindness, and joy will be your constant companion. If there was one thing that they taught me more than anything else when I was young, it was, and you know this, always to live by the golden rule. Treat others the way you would like to be treated.
Well, and we've also talked in the program, and it's available at the website, SusanSmithJones.com, both your mother and your grandmother, talking about the power of words and how words can express kindness, and simple kindness can mean so much to you and the person you're kind to.
Absolutely. You know, it's really simple. We all want the same thing in life. We all want to feel loved and understood, appreciated, you know, respected. And mean, cruel words, they can stay with you. You know, but I do emphasize, like I did in that workshop, that you got to begin with yourself. It's hard for you to be kind to other people when you're not even starting with being kind to yourself. And here are some practical tips on how to live a more kind life, compassionate life. And one is, you've got to get enough sleep. Getting only 6 hours of sleep at night or less makes you feel more stressed, depressed, and impatient. It increases blood pressure and makes you more irritable. You know, it's hard to feel compassionate when you're just trying to get through the day with a short fuse and not enough time to accomplish all you need to do. And studies do show that those people who get more sleep on a regular basis, your stress level abates and you become a more compassionate person.
And there are things that you talked about that you can do to get better sleep. One is wind down and relax before you sleep. I think it happens to all of us. We just put the book down, we shut off the computer, we've been working, we run into bed, and we can't figure out why we can't go to sleep right away.
That's right. That's right. And then here's something else. Just a couple years ago, there was a study at the University of Zurich in Switzerland that revealed that those people who talk on their cell phones before bedtime have disrupted sleep compared to people who don't talk on the telephone, a cell phone, at all. And if you need to use a phone, use a landline. And that has to do with the electromagnetic fields created from a cell phone.
Interesting. So we're talking about sleep. And you also talk about, and we've mentioned it on the program, not all sleep is the same, that we really suffer when we try to sleep if we don't have the proper support. And if your mattress is 23 years old and you can still think you're getting some sleep on it, that's really wrong, isn't it? If you have the proper support, it really enhances the restorative powers.
Yeah, are you speaking on a personal level here, Rick? Is your mattress 23 years old?
No, it's 19 and a half. So not quite. But yeah, you tend to overlook that.
Yeah.
How long have we had that? And it's been decades.
I know. You really don't want to go much longer than 8 years because all the stuff that accumulates in the mattress, including little dust mites and bed bugs. And, you know, so if you go to the homepage of my website, right there to the left of my photo, it says heal, detoxify, rejuvenate with infrared sauna, alkaline water, and IntelliBed mattress. And you can learn more if you click right there on mattress about how to sleep like a baby every night. It's possible to do that.
You're listening
to...
No, and there's so many tips there and things that we take for granted. You'll find it all at the website SusanSmithJones.com. You're listening to This Week in America. Our website is thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest on the program is Dr. Susan Smith Jones. We're talking about little tips that we can sort of bring a little more civility and compassion back into our lives and the lives of the people we come across on a daily basis. One other area that you talk about is meditation and prayer. Talk about, because that's sort of calming even as I say those words.
That's right. And listen, I know all about this because I've been a disciplined meditator for just over 35 years. You don't need to be a Buddhist monk to know how to meditate. You find a quiet place in your home, and ideally first thing in the morning, and if you can, bookend your day with a few more minutes before you go to bed at night. And maybe you breathe in slowly and deeply, visualize something that's peaceful and calming to you. And that way, your day will start and end on a stress-free note. So why do you do this? According to all the latest studies, and there have been many, practicing meditation daily, and it's just a few minutes, will change your brain waves in a positive way and literally make you feel calmer, less anxious, and more compassionate. And if that's not enough, there are other studies that show that compassionate people are healthier, happier, and more successful at work and make more money. I like that.
Yes, and it's really simple. It all starts with breathing slowly and deeply, meditation and prayer. Information available at Dr. Susan's website. Diet is something else that's important, and we talk about your grandmother a lot on the program. Your grandmother, Fritzi, said that health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. Boy, those are words to live by, aren't they?
I think you take notes on our shows, don't you?
Well, yeah, one of my favorite philosophers is your grandmother.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. And she did say, you know, my nickname's Sunny. She'd say, Sunny, remember that your health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. And because of her wisdom when I was a teenager in my early 20s, for anybody that's new to hearing us today, I've never taken any prescription medication in my life, haven't had a cold or a flu in just over 30 years. But what she taught me about food is to reduce or try to avoid foods made with white sugar, white flour, and artificial colorings and flavorings and preservatives, because these foods change the hormonal balance and cause you to be in a bad mood. The foods that put you in the best mood are foods that literally have the highest vibrational rate. And all food, it has a vibrational rate in it. This isn't a weird L.A. thing. It's the truth. So you want to make at least 60% of your diet from uncooked living foods because they are very calming on your body. So whenever you can eat some fresh fruit or vegetables or beautiful salad, definitely make that choice.
All this information available at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. The newsletter for May and June is available. A lot of great information there. I mentioned before that's sort of like a holistic health app. If you take a look at that, you will find information on just about every health topic imaginable out there. Only a couple minutes left in the program. Exercise and nature are two other things that you mentioned that can really be calming. Exercise, so many people think, I don't have time for that. You have to make a commitment. I've got to go to a gym. I've got to travel like half hour there. I've got to change clothes, shower, come back, the whole thing. And basically, what if you even park a little bit further from the front door of your office every day and walk it? That's giving you a little more exercise.
There you go. See, there was this wonderful 4-year study done on 200 people in England. They found that most people would be more compassionate and happy and ban the blues with a vigorous, simple 10-minute exercise session 3 times a week. Now, you and I advocate doing more than that, but what just 10 minutes does 3 times a week is it doubles the level of norepinephrine in the body, the chemical key to happiness. And when you're happier, you're kinder to other people. So, and another study suggested that you become more compassionate if you exercise outdoors in nature, even if you do jumping jacks in the backyard as opposed to being indoors. And then speaking of nature, and all of this is in the blog, but in one study, it was revealed that those people who spent a few minutes each day viewing an image of nature, like, you know, a Sierra Club poster or a photograph, and I've got thousands of nature photos on my website, that you become more compassionate. And I loved this part, and I talked about this in my workshop. But even better than viewing images, Rick, of nature is being outdoors in nature.
Yes.
Whenever possible. And I talk about a disease that I've coined called NDD, or Nature Deficit Disorder. Because when you have a choice, get outdoors to do a workout, to walk, to breathe deeply, because not only does too much time away from nature drain the body's energy and throw off our mental, physical, emotional balance, but I believe it wrinkles the soul and deprives us of a cost-free visual volume experience. And so the more time we can spend outdoors in nature on a regular basis, the healthier and more balanced we become. And our moms and grandmothers were right when they said, go outside and play, to which I'll add, go outside to play and pray.
We got about a minute left in the program, and if you're skeptical that being outdoors, what's that going to do? It's going to cost me time. I'm not on my computer. I'm not on my iPhone. If you just leave the iPhone at home, take it along if you're going to listen to music. Otherwise, leave it at home. Go outside for a while, and suddenly you're going to realize, you know, this really was a very enjoyable process. And if you go to the website, SusanSmithJones.com, you'll have an option to click on some calming nature sounds as you're looking at the website. Just do that, because suddenly you're thinking the sounds of nature really are quite calming. I got about a minute left in the program. I know I said that because I keep extending this, but you also talk a lot about laughter. And this is something that is so inexpensive, and you quote Milton Berle, laughter is an instant vacation. And it costs nothing. The power of laughter, totally underestimated, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely true. You know, someone once said that laughter and a good night's sleep are the best cures in the doctor's book. And you know, go out every day. Go out and take a walk. That's so important. Henry David Thoreau said an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. So if you check out my May-June newsletter, you'll get lots of recipes and info on my favorite 30 superfoods to add to salads, juices, and smoothies. Lots of weight loss tips, detox tips, and, you know, so it's all at SusanSmithJones.com.
And you can log on to our website by going to oursthisweekinamerica.us, a direct link there that you can get to SusanSmithJones.com. Many more topics to talk about. We will have Dr. Susan back with us on the program. As always, thank you for joining us on the program. It's been fun, and we will have you back in a few weeks, and we'll talk more.
Thank you. See you next time.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.